Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Le'ilinishmas B'tzal Sevi Ben Moshe Yitzchak, and Le'ilinishmas, the three hostages, Hashem Yikom Domam, whose bodies were just found after their murder on October 7th, Amit Buskila, Yitzchak Galerenter, and Shani Luk, Hashem Yikom Domam. So, here we are in a situation where our own leader is doing terrible things and burning Eicha so that he doesn't have to listen to it anymore, and ordering the arrest of Baruch ben Neriah and Yirmiyahu himself. Vayehi Devar Hashem el Yirmiyahu, acharei Sarov HaMelech HaSamagil Oves HaDevarim. And so the word of God comes to Yirmiyahu again, right after the king burnt the Megillas Eicha, and the words, Asher Kasav Baruch, Mipi Yirmiyahu, that Baruch had written down as dictated by Yirmiyahu, Lamar, Hashem says, Chavches Shuv Kach Lecha Megillah Acheres. Take another scroll. Do it all again. Uchesov Aleha Is Kol HaDvarim HaRishonim Asher HaYual HaMegillah HaRishona. And again, right upon this new Megillah, all of the same first words that were upon the first Megillah Asher Saraf Yehoyakim Melch Yehuda, that Yehoyakim, the king of Yehuda, had burnt. Chavtes Al Yehoyakim Melch Yehuda Tomar. And this is what you should say concerning King Yehoyakim of Yehuda. Yehoyakim Melch Yehuda, not know Yakim ben Yoshiyahu. Don't mix his righteous father up in all of this wickedness. This is what you say about King Yehoyakim. Ko Omar Hashem. This is what you say to King Yehoyakim. Atosa Rato es Hamegillah Hazos Lemor. You burnt this Megillah, saying, Madua Chasavto Aleho Lemor. You said, why have you written upon it such a thing? Bo Yavo Melech Babel. Be'ishches Hasa'aretz Hazos. That the king of Babylon is going to come and destroy the land. Many psukim and Eicha talk about how the land is absolutely barren of man and beast. There is no life there. You wanted to burn that Megillah. You didn't like it. It wasn't news that fit what you wanted to hear. Therefore Hashem says regarding Yehoyakim, the king of Yehuda, lo yia lo yoshev al kisei David. He will not have a successor to sit on the throne of David HaMelech. And we know Yerachmiel, the son of Yehoyakim, whose name we just learned in previous Pasuk, is never going to sit on the throne. Yehoyakim's not going to sit on the... When Yehoyakim's gone from the throne, Yehoyakim, his brother, will sit on the throne. And then Tzidkiyahu, their brother, will sit on the throne. But there will be no sons who get to sit on the throne after him. There must have been descendants. Otherwise, where do we get the Nasi? And eventually, Melech HaMashiach, who's going to come from the seed of David. But whatever descendants they are going to be are from other branches or from cousins, but they're not from Yehoyakim. V'nivlaso tiyeh mushleches l'chorev. And his corpse, his carcass, will be thrown out into the blazing heat of the day by Yom, v'lakerach b'layla, and exposed to the frost at night. It's going to be absolutely disrespected. So Yehoyakim was so worried about the honor of the royal house, and he was so worried about any kind of slander about his line coming to an end, that he caused his line to come to an end. I'm sorry, Yehoyakim's not his brother. Yehoyakim is his son, but he's only going to reign for 3 months. Sorry, so a little corrective to what I said before. His son will reign, but for 90 days or less, so it's not even worth a mention, basically. And he's not going to leave anybody after him. It's going to be all uncles. And the body's going to be lying out there exposed, and nobody's going to bury it. Lamed Aleph of Akadati, Olav of Alzarov, Alavadov, Es Avonam. And I am going to exact retribution. I will punish him and his seed and his servants on their iniquity. So the servants who stood there being smug, not trembling, not tearing their clothes, not showing any concern for the Megillah Seicha, they'll pay the price. And I'm going to bring upon them and all of those who dwell in Yerushalayim, the same people that Yehoyakim said, yeah, the people of Yerushalayim are in Golus, but Ba'anam Alka, I'm the king. Well, they're going to suffer too. And on every man of Yehuda, all of the evil, all of the wickedness that I've spoken against them, and they did not listen. So he is in trouble, as Chazal say, when one sees Chas V'Shalom, a Sefer Torah being burnt, two kriyas are required. One tear for the parchment that has been burnt, and one tear for the letters that have been burnt. And he's chayav for that, for Megillah Seichel, which is a Kisvei Kodesh. Lamed Beis, v'Yirmiyahu lo'kach Megillah Acheres. And as always, Yirmiyahu fulfills his mission. He took another scroll, Vayidna el Baruch ben Neriyahu ha-Sofer, and he gave it to Baruch ben Neriyahu the Sofer. Rather than to do it himself, rather than to scroll it himself, he went to the professional Sofer, who was also his Talmud Mufak, Baruch ben Neriyahu, and he gave it to him, Vayichtov Aleha Mipi Yirmiyahu. And he wrote, with Yirmiyahu dictating, Eis kol divrei ha-sefer asher saraf Yehoyakim melech Yehuda bo'esh. The entire sefer that Yehoyakim, the king of Judah, had burnt in fire. Va'od nosaf aleihem devarim rabim kohema. But also, they added to them many words like those. So originally, says Rashi, based on the Medrash, mitchila hayu shalosh alpha basin. There were three alphabetical acrostics, Aleph through Tuf, which were Perik Aleph, Perik Beis, and Perik Dalid, with the original Megillah Seicha. And now he added triple, particularly Perik Gimel. Perik Gimel is the one, each Perik Eicha is an alphabetical acrostic, 22 psukim per Perek, except Perek Gimel, which has 66 psukim, and each letter, Aleph, 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 comes three psukim in a row. And so it's tripled, it's added, it's additional. Other Rishonim say that the original Megillah was only the first Perek of Eicha, the one that we know best, but all of the other Prakim, Beis through Hay, were added to the subsequent Megillah. So it's not identical, it's more. It's got the full Megillah Seichel that we say now. And I tell you, as somebody who has leaned Eichel at least a dozen times, often from a cloth, the idea of leaning Megillah Seichel before it even came to pass is terrifying to me. Because the words in it, when you get to know them and understand them, I learned them B'Iyun, and I did a 3-week shiur 2 years ago when my father was ill. I did a 3-week shiur, 30 minutes per night. It's on YouTube. You can actually find it if you look up for Eichel. It was a half-hour shiur, 5 nights a week. And we finished all of Megillah Seicha in the 3 weeks, starting on Shavuos Batamos, or the following day, going until right before Tisha B'Av, the night before Erev Tisha B'Av. We finished all of Megillah Seicha, and learning it B'Iyun is a very, very frightening and sobering thing. The idea of seeing it 18 years in advance, and knowing it was coming, but not when, is absolutely terrifying. So, the fact that it was burnt and then embellished makes it that much worse. And Yehoyakim is just making things as bad as possible upon himself. But now Yehoyakim is going to be gone, and back to King Tzidkiyahu we're going to go.